Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good morning. A gun shop owner of Nova Firearms joins us right now. His name's JB Gates. And JB, you're no stranger to having, you know, trying to get your gun shops open. But this latest round of trying to get a gun shop open is really confusing because it involves Charlottesville, but Charlottesville doesn't have anything to do with you. First of all, welcome to Mornings on the Mall, and tell us what happened.
Thanks. We got protested the first time we tried to open our big shop in McLean. But we tried to kind of do a lateral move to a different shop in McLean, Virginia, when our lease was up. And we had a lease ready to go, and then all of a sudden the protests happened down in Charlottesville, and an individual posted on Facebook a picture of an individual that was actually at the protest and then told everybody it was me. And then all of a sudden now I don't have a lease anymore in Virginia, and then we got to scramble to find a new one.
So somebody misidentified somebody who was at the Charlottesville protest, identified them as you. Did that Facebook post go out of its way to attack you and the nature of your business as well?
Yes, it did. They blatantly said that if it wasn't me, it could have been my twin.
And so you deserve to be, of course, called out for no reason whatsoever because they disagree with your politics or something, and therefore, or the fact that you sell guns, that's at a core level. And
yes.
And that was it. And then all of a sudden now you're being slandered as somebody who is participating in this rally.
Exactly.
Do we know who the person is who put this picture of you up?
It was posted on Facebook. It's real easy to make a fake account or, you know, use somebody else's name. So I don't know the exact person that did it. My lawyers are looking into it and, you know, seeing if there's anything they can do about it.
Well, it's not surprising that you'd have a lawyer involved because there was a result to this, right? So this Facebook post goes up. It wrongly identifies you as being a part of a Charlottesville protest of any kind. And in the meantime, you were attempting to get a new lease. What happened in that lease process?
So before the protest, when we agreed that we were going to move, we had found a location. We talked to a property manager. Property manager talked to the landlord. Landlord said, as long as we're a legal business, they don't care if we sell guns. They were, you know, completely okay with it. Everything was good. They told us we had a lease ready to go. All we had to do was sit down and sign. And then the protests happened, this image came out, and all of a sudden they decided as a family that the landlord did not want to put a gun shop in this building anymore.
Now, did you hear anything about the Facebook post or Charlottesville from them, or did they just kind of giving you a sweeping denial without explanation?
They just gave us a sweeping denial without an explanation.
Interesting. But it all happened one after the other. You've got a situation where this Facebook post goes up, and then immediately after that, you lose your lease. You don't have a chance at this lease anymore.
Exactly.
So what is your next step now?
Like I said, the lawyers are looking into to what I can possibly do. You know, I'm still waiting to sit down and figure it all out. But the problem was we had already ended our lease. We had agreed to, you know, get out of the place where we were in and prepare to move into the new one. And then all of a sudden, we don't have a lease. So literally had to scramble, call in a bunch of favors, try to find out what we could do to move our shop. And we were down for 3 weeks trying to make that next move because we had nowhere to go.
Do you have any legal recourse against this person? Because we don't know who this person is. It's allegedly a woman named Peggy Moore, according to who put this picture out there. I don't know if Facebook would even cooperate in giving you the identity of the person who really set it up or the IP address. I don't think that's going to happen. You're kind of left being the victim of something and with really no course of action. Am I wrong?
Nope, that's correct.
So you've got a situation here. Now, my understanding is that a Facebook a correction was made to that post. The initial post wrongly accuses you of being in Charlottesville, participating in a rally, participating in anything related to the Charlottesville events. Now there's been some sort of a correction appended to it. What does the correction say, and what, if anything, does that mean to you?
I wish I could tell you, because the Facebook post that was put out, it made its rounds. You know, I woke up to a text from a friend of mine that saw the post and sent me a screenshot of it, yet nobody has ever seen the correction. Actually, I just learned that the correction was made yesterday, and I still don't know exactly what it says.
Gotcha. And so, but you said you did hear from people. Did you get a lot of messages from both anonymous people and friends?
Yes.
And
yes,
what were the substance of those messages?
We got anonymous letters in the mail, messages, calling me out, saying that I was a bigoted person and that I was, part of the Confederacy and all that. And I also had a lot of friends reaching out to me, trying to figure out what was going on, because if people that know me, and they know that that wasn't me, it couldn't be me. But the people that don't know me or don't have an opinion of me, all of a sudden, now they think I'm this person that's, at the protest.
Now, I mean, you own a gun shop, so you're clearly, capable of probably firing one. Were you at all, fearful that this was resulting in anything? Were you at all worried about your safety as a result of this?
Not so much my safety, but my business. It doesn't take a whole lot, especially in Northern Virginia, for people to come after our gun shop. It's happened before.
Yeah. I mean, people, it seems, especially in Northern Virginia, it seems like people will throw a fit over a gun shop coming to town. But in this case, again, being wrongly accused in a Facebook post, all of a sudden resulting in you losing a gun shop, not a good deal here. Mary?
What is your lawyer's hope? Where does your lawyer hope to take this from here?
I know my attorneys, Arsenal attorneys, they are looking into any legal action, whether we can sue them or not. I don't know if we have enough information to actually, put it on something. Because, like I said, Facebook's most likely not going to give us any information, and, nobody's going to come up and say, oh, yep, that was me.
I wonder if you can find out, you could pull a Catfish, which is a show that every now and then I watch, and find out who this woman's friends are, and contact the friends to find out who Peggy Moore really is.
Maybe. Look at this. I mean, we can break this down. We can do some reverse forensics here on Facebook.
Getting even Max on it. It's amazing what you can find out. You take her picture, you take the picture of the woman, and you put it up on an image search, and you find out who she really is. There's a lot of things you can do.
You know, JB, I'm really appreciative that you stopped by to talk about this, because I think it's important, especially in 2017, as we see things like happen in the news. Amateur sleuthing online is a very dangerous game to play. We saw it in the wake of the Boston bombing. We saw people trying to find suspects for all sorts of events, people identified at protests, things like that. And the consequences are real. You have real people with real lives being really ruined who had nothing to do with the events that transpired. And we have to be very careful of that. And James, you're a good example of somebody who's been subjected to that. I really appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you. Best of luck as you set up in the gun shop.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.